And Father, we stand in awe of who you are, what you've done, and what you're doing. Please have mercy upon us and let your grace abound as we repent for every sin, transgression, and iniquity. Touching unclean things. Come in agreement with the voice of the stranger. Wash us with the blood. Purge us with your presence. Fill us with your spirit today. Draw us to you, opening our eyes and ears and heart. As I send forth your word to each and every one in this room, that by the stripes of Jesus they may be whole, healed, delivered, free, established, and positioned. Taking dominion and authority to bind in every principality, power of darkness, wickedness, and heavenly places in this whole area in the mighty name of Jesus. Calling down those spirits and casting them to the pit, decreeing over these households and over this area in this park, salvation, deliverance, healing, reconciliation with their God, baptism of the Holy Ghost, freedom in the Spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we touch and agree. And we also remind you, Father, Israel, Jerusalem, and your Jewish people. Lord, protect them and guide them. Draw them home unto you. Destroy the works of their enemies. Snare their enemies in their own nets while they escape safely. Expose all the hidden areas of the enemy's tactics that not only will they see, but the world will see. Exalt your name and your hand upon Israel and Jerusalem. And to God be all the glory. Everybody said,
amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And it's a good day to
die
to yourself. You know, the only way you can get to heaven is to what?
Die.
Everybody's got to die to get to heaven, right? Well, praise God. Why wait till you die? Die today to yourself. Praise God. Grab your swords, please. And turn to John 10. We've just completed a series called Enemies of God. How many of y'all know we're not fighting flesh and blood? But powers of darkness. It's amazing how many believers still don't believe it. And they're so bound up, don't know which way to go, but they still don't believe that they're not fighting powers of darkness. They still think it's their own thoughts. You know why? Because the area of truly getting into God's presence will begin to reveal the hidden darkness. See, religion's purpose is to keep individuals out of the presence of God. So it keeps them bound. Because only the presence of God will expose. So when you're struggling and going through trials and tribulations, the throne room should be your home room. Does everybody got it? The throne should be your home, not the phone. The throne of God should be your home. If it isn't your home, you're in trouble. Because that means you'll always be misled one way or another, and God can't trust you until the throne is your home. The Bible says, he who hides in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Well, where is that? The throne room of God. And then he talks about, well, you'll be protected and no plague nor pestilence will come near your dwelling place and you'll kick butt on the devil. It's because too many believers, the throne is not their home. They're looking for fulfillment in every other place but the throne. And when they run, that's why they run when they get in trouble. The problem is they run in the arms of the devil instead of the arms of the Lord. And then they get in more trouble. The throne must be your home. Everybody say the throne,
throne.
Will be
my home.
From this day forward. In Jesus' name. That's why we have a prayer life. If you don't have a prayer life, you're not going to the throne. And the world is running your life. And anyone who's a friend of the world becomes a what? Enemy of God. It doesn't mean that God's your enemy. It's that you're his, because anybody he can't trust is his enemy. In verse 7, would you read it with me? Then Jesus said to them again, most assuredly I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All whoever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief does not come to what? except to what? Steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep, but the hireling, he is not the shepherd, one who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf catches the sheep and scatters them. The hireling flees because he is a hireling and does not care about the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep and am known by my sheep. Now, a sheep is one that follows. A sheep is one that follows. A goat is one that rebels. Now, the reason why that sheep follows is because he has purpose. Everyone say purpose. Now, we know that Satan is the thief. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Satan's purpose is to steal your purpose. In other words, God has given you a purpose. You know how many times people give up life because they've lost purpose? They've lost purpose to live. They've lost purpose. But there's an eternal purpose that God imparts in us. And one of the things that the devil comes to do, he comes to steal your eternal purpose. Does everybody understand it? So the devil comes to steal your purpose. And that means that one that has an eternal purpose, he kills the will to seek the purpose. And he destroys a person because the end result by losing purpose is destruction. The reason why most people don't finish what they started is because the purpose has been stolen. So everybody got it. The reason why people don't finish what they start is because the purpose has either been stolen, but the purpose has been stolen because it can be exchanged. It can be detoured. You know, so many times we give up the purpose because it's difficult. But the Bible says that the wide road to destruction and evil is wide. It's easy. But the narrow road of walking with the Lord is difficult, isn't it? So no one said that walking with the Lord was going to be easy. It said it would be difficult. And the reason why it's difficult is because the enemy is out to steal the eternal purpose that God has placed in you. Now, what is purpose? Purpose is an area of vision, a goal, a desire, an intention, an aim, determination. Now, we talked about the hireling here who comes, and an individual that is a hireling is one that's hired, one that's purpose is money. The Bible tells us that you can't serve two gods, doesn't he? He says you can't serve God and money. You'll love the one and hate the other. The Bible also says that the root of all evil is in the love of money. That doesn't mean that God doesn't want us to have money, does it? But he doesn't want it to be your first love. See, many individuals lose their first love because they lose purpose. And this is the purpose. You have a purpose now because you have a goal or vision. And this eternal purpose is established from God Almighty into your spirit. And one of the things that we always want to search is to find out what is our motive. Because behind every purpose, there is a motive, isn't there? And your motive must be pure. In other words, when that individual was hired, and I've seen many people who are, I'm not trying to come against anyone or anything, but there's been experiences I've had that individuals that were pastors were willing to go to the highest paying church. Hello. So their purpose was not an eternal purpose. Their purpose was to money. And so many times people exchange their purpose for money. They could be doing things for God and they're on an eternal purpose. All of a sudden somebody comes up and offers them money. And they don't even realize that the devil is using them to exchange their eternal purpose. And they buy or they sell out their purpose for money, thinking that their purpose will come back in place. Is everybody okay? Every purpose is set by an intent or motive. Every purpose is set up by an intent or motive. Or set by. There is a physical purpose and a spiritual purpose. The purpose is established to reach a predestined goal. You have a purpose that is established to reach a predestined goal. Remember, you have a physical purpose and a spiritual purpose. That spiritual purpose is your eternal purpose. Is everybody okay? Go to Ephesians chapter 1. Now, what's the devil come to steal? Your purpose. You know, if you think about it, so many times we are brought up, and I know I was brought up, because my purpose was imparted by my parents, and their purpose was that I was to be successful. So their purpose was imparted in me to be successful, get an education, and make money. Because money was success. But that's not a spiritual purpose. So individuals are brought up with a physical purpose, but never a spiritual or an eternal purpose. And then when their purposes, according to the physical, are not fulfilled, they fall. They go astray. They fall into lust, fornication, pornography, drug addiction, alcoholism, and everything else, because it's never been expressed to them that there is an eternal purpose. It starts at a young age. That's why the Bible tells us that many of my people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge. Well, lack of knowledge is lack of purpose. So our children have gone astray because we have forgotten the law of our God, forgotten the purpose of God that have been imparted in us that we didn't impart in our children. Does everybody understand? So, you know, when a physical purpose begins to crumble, there's that eternal purpose that always picks up. A physical purpose should never supersede your eternal purpose. That's why there's foster children. That's why there's destroyed families. Why? Because many times there is no eternal purpose. That's all there is a physical purpose. And a child, God, what did God say? Man cannot live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Well, that's a purpose. So the world goes astray. And they go astray because of physical purpose instead of eternal purpose. See, because when your physical purpose falls and fails you, your eternal purpose will always pick you up and guide you. Ephesians 1 and verse 11. And him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the what? Purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will. That we who first trusted in Christ should be to the praise of his glory. So we see that there is a predestined purpose for me and you, isn't there? There is an eternal purpose for all mankind. One of the problems is nobody's told anybody about it. Sometimes people will get so caught up in their physical, temporary purpose that they lose sight of the eternal purpose. And they don't express it, they don't teach it, and they don't guide it. Go to Ephesians 3 and verse 8. Would you read it with me? To me, who am less than the least of all the saints, this grace was given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the ages has been hidden in God, who created all things through Jesus Christ, to the intent that now the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church to the principalities and the powers in the heavenly places, according to the what? Eternal purpose, which he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence through faith in him. This is an eternal purpose. In other words, your eternal purpose is to make it home. Hello? You have an eternal purpose to make it home, don't you? Well, see, sometimes children now, many of them don't even know about an eternal home. So they're in survival mode in this realm because to them, this is their home. But there is no realization or eternal purpose that there's another place. In fact, most people believe they belong here. But we don't belong here, do we? This is a temporary place. And when individuals begin to get the realization that this is temporary, and what is unseen is the reality compared to the what is seen, they become granted, accepted, and taken part of the eternal purpose. Now, you got to think about this, because how many times have people you've met that are just so caught up in the temporary purpose or the physical purpose, but there is no eternal purpose? You start talking about spiritual things and they just don't get it. Why? Because there is no eternal purpose that has been laid out for them. See, with an eternal purpose, there's also an accountability that somebody's always watching. Amen. You know, when an eternal purpose has been granted and it's been understood, then we know that there is another place that we belong. There's a God that loves us, and there's help from us from eternity. And in this arena, we know then that there is accountability that we must obtain and maintain in our temporary walk in this side. See, in this eternal accountability, we know that one day we will give account of everything we've done here. So in this, it's imparted the reverence or fear of God. But see, if this is not passed on to our children, if it's not taught to our children, they go astray. They have no goal except for a temporary goal. They have no purpose except for a temporary purpose. But with an eternal purpose, an individual's life begins to change because they begin to touch the eternal arena. They begin to desire. Their intentions are now looking eternally instead of just temporarily. So when they go through struggles and fights in this temporary realm, they're not looking for just a way of escape through physical or temporary circumstances. They're looking a way for escape by the eternal King, their eternal God, to fulfill an eternal purpose. Everybody is created for an eternal purpose, but it must be shared. It must be expressed. When people lose an eternal purpose, many of them die. In fact, God begins to bring people home who've lost their eternal purpose because they may end up in another eternal place. Is everybody okay? So we are working the purpose of God, not purposes of man. By working the purpose of God maintains a pure motive, because there's an accountability that's above man. It's an eternal accountability. Would you turn to Romans 8, please? Romans 8, what? Oh, that's 9. Sorry. That's 9. 9:17, sorry about that. In verse 17, would you read it with me? For the scripture says to the Pharaoh, "For this very purpose I have raised you up, that I may show my power in you, and that my name may be declared in all the earth." Whoa. That he may show his power in him, and that the name of the Lord may be declared through the whole earth. Therefore, he has mercy on whom he wills, and whom he wills, he hardens. You say to me then, why does he still find fault? For who has resisted his will? But indeed, O man, who are you to reply against God? Will the thing formed say to him who formed it, why have you made me like this? Does not the potter have the power over the clay, from the same lump to make one vessel for honor and another for dishonor? What if God, wanting to show his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much long suffering the vessels of wrath prepared for destruction, and that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, which he had prepared beforehand for glory? Even us whom he called, not of the Jews only, but also of the Gentiles. As he says also in Hosea, I will call them my people who are not my people, and her beloved who was not beloved. And it shall come to pass in the place where it was said to them, you are not my people. There they shall be called sons of what? The living God. Ooh. Purpose of our rescue is to fulfill an eternal purpose as a sign and wonder to the world, to the temporary realm, and to bring glory to his name in everything you do. Again, I want to share with you that it is important to never allow the physical purpose to supersede the eternal purpose. Even when you go out to dinner, there's still an eternal purpose there. No matter what you do, there is an eternal purpose. God uses the physical to establish the eternal. Has everybody got it? Why? Because he'll use the physical because we live in a temporary realm and bring the eternal purpose with it. That the eternal purpose can be manifested in every physical purpose. Does everybody get the purpose? Hallelujah. Go to Job 17. Job 17. Now remember that Satan was released to attack Job. And the Lord allowed it because God knew that Job would not fail him. In Job 17 and verse 10. And Job was speaking to the individuals that were around him. And he said, but please come back again, all of you. For I shall not find one wise man among you. In other words, he was trying to get counsel from man. It just wasn't happening. He said, my days are past. My purposes are what? Broken off. Even the thoughts of my heart. They change the night into day. The light is near, they say, in the face of darkness. If I wait for the grave as my house, if I make my bed in the darkness, if I say to corruption, you are my father, and to the worm, you are my mother and my sister, where then is my hope? In other words, his purpose was cut off. Now I'm talking about his physical purpose. He lost his family, his wealth, his children. He lost everything, and he's about to lose his own life because he got plagued. Yet the men around who saw what happened to Job tried to come over and comfort him, and he realized they didn't have any wisdom. And he expressed to God, my purpose has been broken off. In other words, my physical purpose. Where are my children? Where is my home? Where is my business? Where is this? Where is that? But there's something, and he realized, okay, well then, if I go to the grave, where is the hope? In verse 15, where then is my hope? As for my hope, who can see it? Will they go down to the gates of hell? Shall we have rest together in the dust? Oh, but the one thing he realized is that his hope, his purpose was eternal. That's what got Job through everything that happened. He realized that his hope was in the Lord and that God had an eternal purpose, didn't he? Now watch this. Go to Job 42. Job 42. In verse 1, would you all read it with me? Then Job answered the Lord and said, I know that you can do everything and that no purpose of yours can be withheld from you. So he realized that God had an eternal purpose for what was happening with him. He didn't lose it, did he? He held on to the eternal purpose. You asked, who is this who hides counsel without knowledge? Therefore, I have uttered what I did not understand, things too wonderful for me, which I did not know. Listen, please, let me speak. You said, I will question you, and you shall answer me. I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eyes see you. Therefore, I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes. So Job humbled himself, didn't he? You know why? He was able to hold fast to the eternal purpose, that God had an eternal purpose for Job's circumstance. You know, too many people get all frustrated when things begin to happen. When the physical purpose begins to crumble, they begin to run. They begin to run away from God instead of letting the throne be their home. Job had thoughts of all of these things, just like every man did. But there's one thing he held on to: the eternal purpose, that God had an eternal purpose for him. He did not let go. And by that, Job was rewarded. Too many times our physical purpose supersedes our eternal purpose and brings despair. Hallelujah. Turn to Acts 26. What's the devil come to steal? Your eternal purpose. You know, the world freaks out and everybody's freaking out on the economy. Hey, we know that the economy's bad and we know it's not going to get any better. Hello? That's why people jump out windows when their stock market goes down. If they'd run to the throne, which is their home, they wouldn't be jumping out of windows. Because their only purpose is physical, not eternal. Because you have a real home you're going to. Glory! We don't belong here. My temporary purpose, physical, is to express the eternal purpose, which is actually an eternal purpose. Acts 26, is everybody there? Verse 16. Everybody read this. But rise and stand on your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, to make you a minister and witness both of the things which you have seen and of the things which I will yet reveal to you. This is for you. I will deliver you from the Jewish people as well as from the Gentiles to whom I now send you. To what? Open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light. Why? Because you will bring them an eternal purpose. And from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me. See, everybody here has an eternal purpose, I hope. If you don't, see me afterwards. But you must have an eternal purpose. If your only purpose is to survive day by day by day, and that's it, then you're lost. Does everybody understand? You're lost. But if you have an eternal purpose, your eternal purpose will guide you all the way to heaven. Those who have a lost purpose end up in hell. Well, I don't believe in hell. Well, there isn't one believer there now. Everyone that's there is a believer. The problem is they can't get out. Go to Luke 4. Now, how is anybody going to know they have an eternal purpose? What's our purpose? To tell them. To what? Tell them. You know, you can go to people and you can ask them, well, what's your purpose? What's your goal in life? Well, I want to go to college and become a doctor and heal people. And, you know, that's good. Now, what's your eternal purpose? Well, what eternal purpose? So what are you going to become a doctor for? Well, you become a doctor to carry the eternal purpose in that arena. You become an attorney to carry that eternal purpose in that arena. See, does everybody get it? Whatever God is training you up to be in a physical purpose, in a physical arena, is to carry the eternal purpose so that souls can be saved and they can have a purpose. So that when their physical purpose dies, they have an eternal one. There won't be so much oppression. You know, when people don't have an eternal purpose, they run to the doctor and the doctor gives them medication. They call them bipolar. They think they're dual something. Then they get dual diagnosis. You know why people drink and so forth and whatever? Majority of the time is because they have no eternal purpose. Or they lose the eternal purpose and go back to the world because things didn't go their way. It's amazing in how many people are on medication. And that's all they are medicated for, is to keep their physical arena not submissive to the demonic arena. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that some medication isn't good for you. But even the medication is temporary, right? Is everybody okay? Glory. In Luke 4:42. You know, food is medication too. Where do you think all the medication comes from? It's usually found by herbs and stuff that are in the rainforest and stuff like that, right? And then what the doctors do is they duplicate it and make it generic. Ooh, we're going to talk about something generic later. So, you know, then it loses its full effect. It has always a side effect. Anything that's generic always has a side effect. We'll go there later. Luke 4. In verse 42. Now when it was a day, he departed and went into a desert place. And the crowd sought him and came to him and tried to keep him from leaving him. But he said to them, I must preach the kingdom of God to the other cities also, because for this purpose I have been sent. No matter where God sends you, no matter what job, no matter what's there, you are sent to carry an eternal purpose and to preach the eternal gospel, no matter where you go. Now, everything is in God's timing, isn't it? Sometimes somebody isn't going to receive from you until they earn your trust. So if you go out there and you act like a temporary idiot instead of an eternal character, you're not going to gain anybody's trust, are you? If you're going to discuss things of lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, and the pride of life, and proud yourself on all the bad things you've done and talk about war stories, you're expressing a physical purpose and the glory that it brought you instead of the eternal purpose and bringing glory to Him. And you won't gain an individual's trust. So our eternal purpose in the temporary realm is to decree the kingdom of God. Remember that we are stewards of the mysteries of God, servants to the anointing, and ambassadors to the eternal kingdom. Go to 1 John 3. So if you'll keep this eternal purpose in mind in everything you do, your motive will stay pure. Because with that eternal purpose in mind all the time, you always are checking your motive. And you'll be eternally accountable. In 1 John chapter 3, is everybody there? In verse 4, would you read it? Whoever commits sin also commits lawlessness and is lawlessness. And you know that he was manifest to take away our sins, and in him there is no sin. Whoever abides in him does not sin. Whoever sins has neither seen him nor known him. Little children, let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous. He who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. So what's your eternal purpose? Not only to declare the kingdom of God and the gospel, but to destroy the works of the devil. So your purpose is to make the unseen seen. That's your eternal purpose. You know, too many believers, so-called believers, don't like to talk about the devil. Oh, I don't want to talk about the devil. The only reason they don't want to talk about the devil is because they got one. Hello? Why? Because it's fear. And fear is a demon. And fear protects pride. Pride protects self, which is the offspring of darkness. So in this, your eternal purpose is to expose the devil. Now, first expose the devil in your life, then you can expose it in others. And Daniel chapter 1. Daniel chapter 1. You know, and when there is that purpose, in other words, when we accept eternal purpose, what begins to happen is we want to learn more. We want more then. We want to know more of God. We want to know how we can better express the eternal purpose of God, we learn more. That's why Jesus said, come to me and learn from me. Because when you learn more in the eternal realm, it helps you express the eternal purpose. You're able to discern more. You'll be able to discern what is eternal purpose and what is temporary or physical purpose also. Is everybody okay? In Daniel chapter 1 and verse something. Is everybody there? Verse 8. And Daniel what? Purposed in where? His heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's delicacies, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the chief of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Now God had brought Daniel into the favor and goodwill of the chief of the eunuchs. Why? Because he purposed not to be defiled. Why? Because he had an eternal connection with God. He was eternal accountable. And the chief of the eunuchs said to Daniel, I fear my lord the king who has appointed your food and drink. For why should he see your faces looking worse than young men who are your age? Then you would endanger my head before the king. So Daniel said to the steward, whom the chief of the eunuchs had set over Daniel, Hanamah, Mishael, and Azariah, please test your servants for 10 days. And let them give us vegetables to eat and water to drink instead of wine and Twinkies. Then let our appearance be examined before you, and the appearance of the young men who eat the Twinkies, the portion of the king's delicacies. And as you see fit, so deal with your servants. So he consented with them in this matter and tested them 10 days. And at the end of 10 days, their features appeared before are better and fatter in the flesh than all of the young men who ate the portions of the king's delicacies. Thus the steward took away their portion of the delicacies and the wine that they were to drink and gave them what? Vegetables. Now that's powerful, isn't it? What was Daniel's concern? To maintain a healthy habit on this realm to fulfill an eternal purpose. See, too many people think that just the Bible says, well, I can eat anything. Hello? Yeah, I can eat Twinkies for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. God said, bless it. Well, God is not blessing your Twinkies. You are accountable. What you eat is what you become. If you truly have an eternal purpose, you'll start taking care of yourself to fulfill the time that God has placed in this realm for you. I'm telling you, I've seen men and women of God go before their time because of what they ate. What you eat is what you become. Some of you are all going to go home and clean out your cabinets. Good. In Romans chapter 8. Start throwing out, you see a bunch of Twinkies in everybody's garbage can, like ho-hos. That really isn't a gift from Santa, you know. Romans 8. That's why Santa goes ho-ho-ho, right? He ate too many ho-ho. He became what he ate, a ho-ho. All right, praise God. Romans 8, 28. Some of you are going, man, I really like ho-hos, though. Man, I heard it. I can see him in no cupboards, too. All right. Whew. In verse 28, could you read it with me, please? And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God and to those who are called according to his purpose. They're working to the good who are called according. In other words, you are called according to his purpose, but you must cooperate with your call according to his purpose. That's when things work to the good. People use this scripture and think that everything's going to work to the good and they're out there doing whatever they want to do. It don't work that way. You must be in line with God for things to become manifest to you. Is everybody okay? Go to 2 Timothy 3. 2 Timothy 3. You know, they ought to do a survey and walk around streets and go to somebody. What's your purpose? Most people are going to say, I don't know. I don't know. Some of them might even, they might not even know what purpose means. What's that? What's your purpose? I don't know what's that. Well, what are you doing out here? Well, I'm living. Bummer. They're actually dying, even though they think they're living. In 2 Timothy 3, let's start at verse 10. But you have carefully followed my doctrine. What's a sheep do? Follows. You have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, purpose. Come on, read it with me. Faith, long-suffering, love, perseverance, persecutions, afflictions, which happened to me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, which persecutions I endured, and out of them all the Lord delivered me. Why? Because he had an eternal purpose. But evil men and impostors will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But you must continue in the things which you have heard, which you have learned, and have been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for the salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and are profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and instruction in righteousness, that the man or woman of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for what? Every good work. That's the word of God, isn't it? So we must continue. Everybody say continue. Endure. Stand fast. Not be moved. Ooh. Of the eternal purpose. In Jesus' name. Go to Psalm 15. And we'll close here. I want to go to first of all, Psalm 14, verse 1. Yeah, and then we'll go to 15. Psalm 14, verse 1. Is everybody there? Let's read it. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Well, why has this idiot said in their heart, there is no God? Because they have no eternal purpose. They are what? Corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none who does good. Wow. The Lord looks down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there are any who understand or who seek God. Does everybody understand that? God is looking. Now he's going to express himself through his children, his body. Remember, he has been taken from the earth. He now sits at the right hand of the Father as your high priest. He's going to return as the king. But he has left his body and his spirit. So through his body, he will express himself. Through his body, he will send out his truth. We are to be his hands and his feet, carry his presence. The written epistle is already in you. Filled with the Spirit of God, walking with the Spirit of Christ that he birthed off the cross for me and you. To carry an eternal purpose and to declare an eternal purpose, that way individuals come out of this temporary realm. Why? Because their home should be the what? Throne. Go to Psalm 15. Is everybody there? Psalm 15. Let's read it. Lord, who may abide in your tabernacle? And who may dwell in your holy hill? He who walks uprightly and works righteousness and speaks the truth in his heart. He who does not backbite with his tongue, nor does evil to his neighbor, nor does he take up a reproach against his friend, in whose eyes a vile person is despised. But he honors those who fear or reverence the Lord. He who swears to his own hurt and does not change. I said, does not change. In other words, he maintains an eternal purpose. He who does not put out his money at what? Usury. Nor does he take a bribe against the innocent. In other words, he's exchanging his eternal purpose for money. And what does it say? He who does these things shall what? Never be moved. There's your guideline. Never be moved. Maintain your eternal purpose, because the enemy is always going to try to steal it. Always. People make excuses of moving out of God's timing and out of his will. They make excuses that they even have an eternal purpose. But that eternal purpose has been contaminated by a generic oil, and we'll talk about that more later. Is everybody okay? Did you get it? Let's lift our hands to heaven and thank him. Lord, thank you for granting us an eternal purpose. And Lord, we ask for guidance according to your word in Psalm 15, that the eternal purpose will continue to be maintained and protected and established, that we not be moved from the eternal purpose you've granted us, to expose the enemy, to declare your truth, to cast out devils, speak with new tongues, lay hands on the sick, to decree in prophecy things that you are going to do, that you would grant the seal of your spirit in every area, and the king's seal of approval, that we may go forward according to your will, carrying an eternal purpose. And Lord, we ask for your forgiveness of every area we have lost sight and put physical purpose ahead of eternal purpose. We sever those things from us right now, and every emotional attachment of people, places, and things that are a physical purpose and a temporary purpose contaminating our eternal purpose, we sever those things from us right now in Jesus' name. And we ask that you prepare our hearts for communion and allow the seed to grow and bear fruit for your glory, that we may carry your eternal purpose with clean hands and a pure heart in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Give him glory.